Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bong. He's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. What up, my man?
What's going on, big guy? How you doing?
Awesome sauce. You missed one hell of a show last week, bro. But me and Johnny Bud, we did great. We brought on a special guest, and he did okay-ish.
Okay-ish.
With a capital okay-ish.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he didn't do bad, but, you know.
First time on the air.
It wasn't his first time on the air. But let's just say the feedback was pretty good with him. Not us status, but it was close.
Oh, yeah. We'll have that.
But
we'll have that.
Yeah, well, I got some crazy news going on in the town I live in, bro. Fucking somebody is going around drugging people. It's fucking crazy. They're putting fentanyl. They're putting
fentanyl.
Is that how you say it? Yeah, they're putting it on
fentanyl.
Money and leaving it on the ground, or they're putting it on money and like paying for shit with it. And the first time it happened was about 2 weeks ago. This young, probably in her early 20s, chick was at a truck stop or a rest area, truck stop area, something like that. And she went in to use the bathroom, and on her way in, she picked up a dollar. It was something just like a dollar on the ground, or like $5 on the ground, right? She just picks it up, went in the bathroom, uses the bathroom. She washes her hands. When she came out, she was I think it was a dollar because she was gonna like get a soda or something with it, right? And after she washed her hands and she touched it, that's when it went into her skin, and it fucked her up. Same shit happened to somebody at one of our grocery stores here, and then at our Sonic, bro. Not that I know of, but I'm pretty sure it probably ruined her on wanting to do any drugs in her lifetime. I can tell you that.
Yeah. That's involuntary bullshit, man. That's not cool.
Who has the money and the time to do that? Because you got to buy these drugs.
Right.
And you know those drugs aren't cheap. So you have to have money to buy them. And then you're going to put them on the money and then just leave that sitting around for other people to fucking get poisoned with it. Like, are you just some rich guy going around poisoning people all the time?
That's what I was starting with the rich people, bro.
Yeah,
who the fuck else can afford that shit?
who else can afford to poison people with money?
Well, you know, fentanyl's pretty fucking cheap, unfortunately.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we can get it from China and direct source it. It's really a cheap drug, but the problem that you find with it is the accessibility is just too much, and anybody with an opiate problem can correlate that with fentanyl, and it's garbage, man. The shit's poison and it's fucking killing people, and it's really a sad thing, and it's really unfortunate that they're fucking going around fucking with people like that.
Right. I take it hits you like how acid would, right? Like it gets in your like sweat and shit like that and hits you that way.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like
acid.
Because there's some acid, like, you know, like if somebody has like a thing of acid in their pocket, you can take a water hose and squirt them, get them wet, and they'll start tripping balls.
Yeah. Exactly. Tripping balls. Acid can absorb through the skin. Fentanyl can too. A lot of chemicals, cocaine, things like that will absorb the skin particles, and it's extremely dangerous, man. And people die all the time. And if you know anybody with like an acid addiction going on, you know, just keep an eye on them, man, because that's just dangerous. Very dangerous.
You guys heard it here first. Stick to the marijuana. All right, guys, stick to the weed.
Crack is whack and all that stuff. That's a fact.
And these are coming from people who knows
woman.
This shit, guys, so just stick with the weed, all right?
Yeah,
we've seen it all firsthand.
Very...
We've seen it all, so we, you know, this ain't just two people like, yo, we're just going to tell you guys this. Like, we've been around the block a few times, guys. We know our shit, and we're saying stick with the weed. Don't do all this dumbass shit. It's not worth it anymore. If you want to waste your money on stupid
was,
shit,
really.
Send it to me. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It never was. But if you guys want to waste money on stupid drugs, send them to Dakota. I mean, Tommy Bongs. Man,
wow.
There will be one episode I don't say my real name on it, right?
Yeah, no shit. Here's to the federal agents listening. It was just a joke.
There will be one episode Bongs won't say his name, I swear.
Yeah. Maybe.
At this point, if they know I'm the same person, then my listeners, they're stoned. So.
Yeah. Holy shit, that's the same as my other show, man.
Yeah, right? He's like, he sounds like that guy from that other one. Dude, I wonder if they're twins. All right, bro. The night's topic is best weed-related episodes of TV shows. And we're not going to do that 70s show or South Park. Because South Park now has a lot of weed-related episodes since they did the little pot farm seasons and all that shit now. And that 70s show is about weed. So we can't really, you know, I don't really want to do that one. This is more like
You can't really mention much of the 70s without the influence of ganja. So, yeah, you're definitely working with that in the premise. And, of course, we've got the Simpsons episodes. But, man, for me, like, I'm thinking about, like, remember, Seventh Heaven?
Yes.
There you go, man. Like, I think the kid had a fucking joint, and he got caught with it.
I did my research. I can tell you. I watched this episode just the other day for this. I could tell you what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Let me restill the story here. So the son, Matt, was at school, and he was having a bad day. He ran into one of his friends in the hallway. His friend in the hallway was like, yo, bro, here's a joint. Smoke it. And Matt's like, I don't smoke weed. And the guy's like, take the joint, brusky. And Matt's like, fine, I'll put it in my pocket, man. So he goes home, right? And I guess he dropped it out of his pocket, right? Well, the dog finds it and brings it to the dad. And I'm like, whoa, that dog's a narc. I would have kept that for myself, but whatever, doggy. So he takes it to the dad, and the dad was like, he's like, come back later. I'm touching little kids right now. And then the dog came back later and showed him the joint again. And then he was like, yo, somebody's smoking pot. So he starts, like, interrogating the kids, right? And the kids think it's the mom's joint because they find it in the mom's drawer, right? And I'm like, yo, people framing everybody up in here. Why do they all just smoke together? So that was pretty much that episode, bro.
Yeah. And it had that negative connotation towards pot, of course, like all the other shows do. And, you know,
Of course it did. My favorite part was the mom tells a story about how she used to smoke pot, right? And she goes,
yeah.
Me and my friends, we used to smoke pot together. And one night, we were laughing really hard, right? And one of our friends left to go home, and he got in a car wreck. So we decided to go up to the car wreck and see it, and we couldn't stop laughing. Yeah, okay. Then there's something wrong with you if you couldn't stop laughing on a car wreck.
Yeah, no, we're not touching the fact that you're probably a fucking narcissist, but yeah, okay.
Right? Like, there's definitely something wrong if you're at a car wreck laughing, stoned or not, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been in car wrecks while stoned, and trust me, it's not fucking funny.
No, you sober. See, that's what a lot of people understand about stoners is, like, the ones you see on TV are just overacting that shit. Like, your real stoners are like, say, I don't know, man, say I'm stoned as shit, and, I don't know, a cop pulled up. My high is gone at that point, you know? Something like that.
Yeah.
So a real stoner,
yeah.
They lose their high at the situation. So if I'm in a car wreck, of course my high is going to be gone, you know? I'm going to get out like, yo, somebody pass me a blunt right now, please. Pass me a bong, pass me a joint, pass me all three.
Yeah, because I'm not stoned anymore. I'm just needing to fucking be away from this reality. Yeah, no, and people don't understand that either. You know, everything has a fucking shelf life, dog. You know what I mean? And reality supersedes whatever you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? So people can sit here and say, like, yeah, you know, I get stoned and I don't fucking, you know, recall this. But if shit goes down, man, fucking all of a sudden you're not stoned anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I have been in situations where the shit wasn't really serious, so I'd be like, you know, stuff like that, you know, like,
Yeah.
I've seen a friend of mine, I'm not going to name his name, but I've seen him be really drunk while I was stoned, and he tried to run, and he fell, and I laughed my ass off. I'm not going to name names. It might have been you, but I'm not going to name names.
It might have been me, yeah.
It might have been you.
Actually, it was me.
But, I mean, yeah. You know, yeah, actually, yeah, yeah, really, it was you, but I don't want to name your name, so we're good.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is situations like that where it's not like a serious life or death thing. Like, I know you weren't hurt. You know what I mean? Like, I know you just fell in some pants. I know you weren't hurt. So I was laughing because it was like, poof, the sand everywhere. Yeah. But, like, for example, after that big car wreck that I know you were in
right.
and a lot of our other friends were in at that time. I'm going to say, like, 80 of you guys were in it. Because I drove up to the light, right? I drove up to it after they called me about it. And my high was gone as soon as before I even got there. As soon as I got the phone call saying, hey, bro, we're in a car wreck. My mind was gone. I was like, oh, shit, I'm on my way, guys. So, I mean, like you said, it's the reality thing. It's all, dude, I don't think you really knew what was going on. I think you were still kind of like concussed or something. You came running over to the van I was in and was like saying something. And I told you to, cause can we tell that story more? Cause I'm kind of, I don't know some of those, I mean, I don't know how many years ago that was. I don't really know if that's like a, you know, a time limit thing on that.
Yeah.
You weren't committing no crimes, but I think you might have been, not supposed to be there. Yeah. So that's why I think you took off.
Yeah,
but everybody else was either knocked out, bro. You were the only one that was conscious.
Yeah. No, everybody was pretty much out of it. That was pretty fucking rough. Yeah, I think I was wanted by like law enforcement at the time for some information or for some suspicions or things like that. It wasn't abnormal at the time for the lifestyle that I was living.
It was just one of those things that you didn't want to talk to any cops. So.
Yeah, and so I think the thing was, too, is like I had warrants, but I also had things on me that would have probably been problematic had paramedics or law enforcement showed up. So I think when I looked at you, you were like, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. I got to go.
My game plan was because I was going to try to find out if they were good. So when I said, hey, dude, get out of here, I knew where you were headed. So I thought, I would swing back around and get you. But, like, by the 10 minutes after I talked to the cops and I took off, like, you were – at that point, I think you already made it to the one place. And couldn't find
quite
you.
Quite possibly. Or at least I was pretty close to being there.
Or something, yeah, because by the time I got to that road, I couldn't find you. So I went back to
main meeting
place.
Desert. Yeah, I was walking.
Anybody listening to this show right now is probably thinking, what the hell are they evolved in if they have to talk like that? That we can't just tell places and locations. We had to be like, well, that one meeting place or, you know, that place or, you know, the place where we kept the gun, you know, shit like that. We can't really give out too much of locations.
Yeah, because, there was legit crimes. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, guys, legitly,
lifestyles were different back then, man. We were involved in some less than reputable things, of course, but it's also been years ago. I know
for
myself and
for
you, for sure, there's a lot of things that have changed as far as the locations of my ventures these days. Now they take place in places like Walmart and
preschools and kindergartens, bro. Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be a preschool and kindergarten. You going to homeschool?
I'm homeschooling, yeah. I'm doing homeschooling
up,
just because of...
I think that's the route nowadays, honestly. Yeah, I started to say, I think nowadays that's the route everybody's going with because A, COVID, and B, public schools don't really teach shit anymore.
Yeah, that, and, I mean, as fucked up as it is, man, what they do teach isn't right, you know what I mean?
Of course, dude, of course.
Yeah, there's a lot of
they
history.
They rewrite
that,
history. The winners always rewrite the history to how they want it
yep.
to be. So
history is
that's
always
how it is in
written
the books.
From the perspective of the victors. Yep. The losers don't get a word. And
so, hey, we just
found
smart
they want
for
when it's all said and done.
Donors can be smart, guys.
Yeah.
They're right.
Occasionally. But, yeah, no, it's
so
definitely the way that the world is.
Yeah. I mean, I get that, bro. Like, I would homeschool my kids right now, too, doing this. Now, 10 years ago, I would have been like, send them off to fucking public school. Now it's like, I bet you
yeah,
another
know,
10 or 15 years, bro, there won't be any public schools. It'll be just, like, all online homeschooled or something. Yeah, shit like that, dude. I don't see it being shit the way the world's going nowadays, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, no, all
right.
That's a fact.
Did you ever watch Saved by the Bell?
Oh, yeah, man. Saved by the Bell was one of my favorite shows.
Do you remember this episode?
Hanga Lawrence was my first love.
That was Boy Meets World. So let's not talk Disney shows. Or...
Oh, wait. What did we say?
Saved by the Bell. You're
what's
going into Boy Meets World, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Peter.
Saved by
yeah,
the Bell.
Yeah, I went with him. I went,
yeah. Zach. And, then. All right,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
an episode, and this is the only reason I remember this episode, and you'll get it in a second why I remember it, but there's an episode where a famous star comes into her school, and, you know, like, Zach does this scam to get him to do, like, the little thing at the school or whatever, and then he invites him to this party, and when they all get to the party, he's smoking weed, and they all get mad and leave, right? The name of the star was Johnny Dakota. That's the only reason I remember that episode.
Weird to you. Recall that. That's weird, yeah.
But, yeah, see, that's one of those other overreacting things. They did, like, one of those after-school special things at the end of it where it's like, I want to seriously talk to the camera
bullshit.
And be like,
yeah.
Weed is very bad for you. You know, shit like that.
It's a joke. It's a complete lie.
Yeah. Yeah, complete lie. Weed's good for you guys. Fuck off if you think it's bad.
Yeah.
It helps you eat. Keeps you sane.
Sometimes, yeah.
It makes
keeps
you drive the speed limit because you think you're going to get pulled over.
Oh, yeah. Definitely go for the old, am I fucking driving too fast, man? No, man.
See,
when
I'm stoned, I'm driving 45 in a 45. Maybe even 43 and a 45
yeah.
when I'm hot or when I'm not hot.
Yeah, I'm doing 500.
I'm driving
bro.
Like 70 and a 40. Yeah, I'm doing like 70 and a 45. Like, I'm just trying to go home now. I'm going to put on my way. Pass the school zone, take out a few kids on my way through. Like, fuck this. But if I'm stoned, I stop. You know, I'm good. My
yeah.
reaction time is really good.
At least I fucking think so.
Moving a lot along. Right. Moving along on the list, you ever watch Roseanne? Because there's a good episode of it,
oh,
too.
Oh, of course. Oh, of course.
There's
yeah,
an episode where they find some of their old weed. They find in a bag of their old
right.
weed in, like, an album or something. And then they get fucked up smoking it.
That's right. And the kids are like, what's wrong with you? And they're just like, man, I'm hungry. Leave me the fuck alone. Yes. And it wasn't a bad
so
fucking
was,
episode.
I,
they didn't fucking act like cunts.
No, that was a good one. Exactly. Like, that's how I could see that being, like, your first time smoking pot in years or whatever. I could see you acting that way, you know, not just overacting, but, like, you're in stuck mode and you're hungry. I mean, I'm into that mode, you know, like, not by, yeah, and for the listeners, by stuck mode, what I mean is you're just kind of sitting there, you know what's going on around you, you're not just, like, fucked up, like, but
you're
just like, oh, I'm lazy, I just kind of want to sit here, yeah, you just kind of want to sit there for a minute and relax, you know, shit like that, so
yeah.
to me, that's all that was, they had the munchies and they were in stuck mode, so that episode, I they did pretty good with it, so I can't be too mad about it, and then my last one I got on here is, King of the Hill, and there's an episode where Hank takes one hit, and he, like, blacks out or something and, like, runs off, and he gets framed for murder. It's a two-parter.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's not dramatic. God damn it, Bobby, I said propane, not cocaine.
All right. Damn it, Johnny. Or, I mean, damn it, Danny.
Damn it, Bobby.
Make me laugh.
I said propane, not cocaine. What the hell is wrong with you? Yeah, no, The King of the Hill was, of course, a very funny show. It was good. A lot of good memories for fucking King of the Hill, but they did have that, like, over-eccentricated Southern Texas. Yeah,
yes,
belief that, you know, guns are better than marijuana. We might not load you up with the fucking, with the good stuff, but we'll load you up with bullets. See?
We won't load you up with TAC, but that lead comes free.
Yeah, we catch you with a little bit of pot, we don't send you to jail. But you get a fucking bazooka, you can carry it down the street.
But see, that's one of the episodes like where we're talking about where they over dramatically did what happens if you smoke weed. And the thing was, he didn't even smoke. He took one hit off of a joint, it shows, and like runs off. Because he's like, oh, what kind of cigarette is this? And the guy's like, it's not cigarette. And he's like, oh, I'm being cool, and runs off.
Oh, God, I've never done drugs before.
I mean, if I would have went by that episode as a kid, right, and I was like, I saw that, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to do weed because I'm going to be framed for murder. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. I already have a serious distrust for law enforcement. What do you think would happen with that shit?
Right. Sir, we heard you took a hit off of a joint. Yeah. By the way, you might have murdered somebody. No, I didn't. I went home. No, you took a hit off a joint. You don't know what happened. No, no, seriously.
Yeah,
you know, I stopped at Taco Bell and went home. I'd be like, no, bro, I stopped at the Taco Bell. I'm home.
Yeah. You probably need to call
Can
my
you prove this?
Right
I'd be
now,
like,
you know.
Yeah, man. Be like, yeah, I can prove it. I smoked the rest of my
stash,
and I got money, bro.
Fucking wrappers in my car.
Yeah, bro, I got like 9 hard shell tacos in my back seat.
Yeah, who the fuck else besides a stone person would eat that shit?
Come on now. Oh shit.
The only time Taco Bell is okay for me is like when I'm drunk or when I'm stoned. And
bro, that's what I meant. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And you can back me on this because, okay, you know out in Yuma, man, you know how, like, most fast food places out there are open 24/7? Like, most of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the ones that would close down, but you had the ones that, like, at least the drive-thrus were open 24/7, like most of Jack in the Box
right.
and shit like that. Bro, they
right.
all close at, like, 10 o'clock here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the tough thing.
That took me some use to get to because I remember being like 2 o'clock in the morning leaving parties and shit. And like,
hey, let's
go
Jack in the Box and get some tacos. And,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And now you're just like, oh man, let's go get some food. You have to stop at the only gas station that's open, and they make you all they have is like their crappy pizza and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I said it.
Sucks,
gas station
they have
Casey's.
The best pizza when you're drunk.
Ours is called Casey's, and they I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like a 7-Eleven mixed with the AMPN.
Oh, yeah. So you can catch your
something
foot beer and your beef jerky.
Oh, yeah, for shizzle.
For
all
sure.
in the same aisle, probably.
Yeah. Right there next to the Crisco, bud.
You're all right there next to that motor oil. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Got some 10W30 right there. Go with your 10 weight.
10W30. You want some gummy bears right there, right next to them, right there? Give them for them kids. Mm-hmm. Some batteries. Come down to that local 7-Eleven.
Nobody loves them damn gummy bears. Oh, yeah.
Get
back
in their cigarettes.
Demographic for people in the South.
Oh, yeah. We just totally lost our redneck listeners right now. No, fuck them.
Well, I did like them.
They'll forget all about it. By the time they're done fucking their cousins, they'll be all right. Go stick
man.
It in your cousins and
married,
have another Bud Light. You'll be fine to go.
We drink Pabst Blue Ribbon around here, motherfucker. When we got married, since we're not from out here, they asked us, you know, a few questions, and they were like, are you guys related at all? And we were like, that's funny. They were like, no, seriously, we have to ask. Wait, you're not fucking with me. You're literally asking if me and my wife, me and my future wife are related. And they're like, yeah, I mean, we have to fucking ask her. And I was like, Jesus. No,
I think
she's not my cousin.
Not just to point it out, I think that might be a common question to get married, I think, is I think if you are related, it has to be like distant cousins or some shit.
Yeah, and if you guys... Yeah, there's some of them real life cousin fuckers out here, man, and I was not prepared. I've heard some stories about some people
around this town, man. And same here. I've heard stories, and then like I met one of the people that supposedly, you know, I didn't go up to him and be like, yo, you're a cousin fucker, but I met, you know, like met him one time, right? And I was like, okay, he seemed like he fucks cousins or goats or something.
Yeah. or anything that fucking looks at him right.
Anything that looks at him. Oh, I was in the McDonald's drive thru and I was reaching for my burger. He just came up, grabbed it, stuck it on his pecker, and ran off. I was like, that was a McDonald's fucking burger joke.
Yeah,
my cousin's gonna love this one. I love it when my dick tastes like McDouble's. That's a joke that's never been said before. I'm going to have to write that later. All right, bro. Let's jump into the ads. We'll do the strain of the week. We'll pimp our other shows. We'll do the high five. We'll name our freaking listener of the week or fan of the week. I haven't decided what I want to call it yet. And we'll get our asses off here, man, and enjoy our Saturdays. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I've got kids to go juggle, so that'll be...
All right. Well, our first ad this week is... tired of smelling like a square? You can get some of Dakota's 420 body spray. Scents such as Kush, White Rhino, Blueberry Yum Yum, and Strawberry Lemonade. Also, Dakota, don't hate. So try my new line of gay body spray. Scents such as Balls and Chapped Asshole. They'll smell like greatness with Dakota. And then our last ad of the day is... Peter Piper is having a pickled pepper sale. So buy two Peter Piper's pickled peppers and get one free. So remember always, pick Peter Piper's pickled peppers. Now that was a tongue twister for you.
Yeah.
And those are our ads of the week. Speaking of things of the week, bro, you want to go ahead and I'll let you go ahead and jump into the strain of the week.
What we were going with is we were going with the pain-relieving strains of the strains that we were looking at. I think it was the week before last. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Today we're going to go with Sherbert, man. Sherbert's like that old CBG1, terephthalate, terpene-filled, but really purple. Of course, it has that simulation of the purple with the chlorophyllic. Sherbert OG or Sunset Sherbert or Sunset Sherbert OG is an indica dominant hybrid, but it came from crossing Girl Scouts with pink panties. It's really strong, powerful for full body effects and elevated joint and cerebral energy. It has a real carefree aspect to it. Sherbert boasts at an average level of about 18%, which is, you know, an average for the strain style that it is. But it has a real skunky, citrus, sweet berry and, you know, flavors to it. They're real fluffy nugs, rich trichrome coverage and dark amber hairs. You're usually feeling like really happy, giggly, relaxed. Flavors have always been really involved would be like the citrus and the tropical and sweet flavors. But yeah, it's a good one to fight anxiety, a good one for pain relief. One of my favorites is to grow with is the Sherbert, but that's the strain of the week, big dog.
Well, shit. Heard it, guys, here first. We learn everything on this show, guys. All right, let's see here. I guess I'll go ahead and do the high five, which this is a new thing, guys, that I started probably like a week or so back. And what it is, before each show, maybe the night before, a couple nights before or something, I'm going to post a post on Facebook. It's going to say first five to give me a high five in the comments. You're going to get a shout on the show. You be the first five, you get a shout on the show. And I'm also going to pick a sixth one for a fan of the week. So that's a special shout out. And maybe we'll start giving out some free merch or something for the fan of the week one or something. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Right.
So we'll go from there. So let's go ahead and do that for the high fives. My first one is, hold on. Here we go. First one is Stephanie Byram. So shout out to you, Stephanie. Thank you for the high five. Linda Arnold, thank you for the high five. Brittany Turner, thank you for a high five. Who else we got here? Who else we got? That's the same one. Hold on. And Tasha Siegel, thank you for the high five. Why do I feel like I'm missing somebody here? 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 5. I feel like somebody's missing. And Crystal Reed, thank you for a high five. And for our fan of the week, her name is Dolly Cooley. Thank you for always listening to the show. You always give us some positive feedback. That's awesome. Keep it up. Like I said, maybe get some free merch out there to you guys or something. So if you want to leave me a way of getting in touch with you somehow, we'll maybe do that or something. But, yeah, thank you for listening to the show. It's always awesome to have somebody give us feedback and tell us they're listening and whatnot. It's always cool. So thank you, guys. Thanks to all six of you guys out there for actually listening and participating on things. So that's awesome. With that being said, guys, we'll go into the fan questions, and then we'll get off of here, man, and enjoy our Saturdays. So our first fan question is, how much weed is too much weed? I'm guessing they're asking how much weed is too much to smoke or something. I'm not sure. To me, there's never too much weed, but, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, there's people in the world that don't have weed, so there's always there's never too much. Weed is one of those things that if you've got it, you can share it. It's always good to have. With helps calm you down, helps build relationships, helps make things better when things aren't going so hot, man. And it can never be too much.
It's like money.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? You can never have too much weed. All right, and our last question is, here's a good one. Favorite That 70s Show stoner?
Leo.
Yeah, I was about to say, dude, Chong for sure, Hyde number two, and I'm going to say Kelso.
Yeah,
I didn't really give a shit about the other one.
Creep. Yeah.
Which one, Fez?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, bro. Kelso is cool, though. I like Kelso. He's all right. Yeah, you're right, dude. In real life, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that, bro. That's another story for another idea for a topic for a show, guys. Our favorite stoners on TV shows who has been arrested.
Yeah, or just, you know, general creeps.
Or just general creeps. You know what? That might be next week's show, bro. Because I just know that just dawned on me that he is. That's sad. It's okay. I'm going to go with Leo, which is Chong. And then I'm going to go with Kelso, which is Ashton Kutcher. And then the two chicks and Eric, I guess. Oh, wait. Wasn't there an episode where the dad didn't they get high on one of them?
Oh, yeah. There's been a few of them where they've accidentally ingested some brownies that Hyde made, and they were left feeling all giggly and shit.
I'm gonna add Red into that.
Revamp on the show. Yeah. Well, if Red,
dude, they,
Red
they tried. Remember, they tried a few years after the original one off. They came out with a show called That 80s Show, but it didn't have none of the same characters.
Yeah, no, but they've got That 90s Show that they're coming out with right now, and it has Red and Kitty in it.
Wait,
so,
they're coming out with another one?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Why are they just taking all the shows from our childhood and ruining them by remaking them now?
Well, I think that they're actually trying to actually do something where it's like using the premise of That 70s Show, because they're using Red and Kitty Foreman.
Okay, so it's not a remake then. It's like a
it's just like a revamp.
20 years later or whatever, or 30 years later or some shit.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I can deal with that.
Pretty much.
But to me, they started remaking everything, bro. They remade The Wonder Years. They remade what else has been remade? Walker, Texas Ranger. I mean, it's just shows from our childhood. Yeah, bro, with the dude from you ever seen the show Supernatural?
Yeah, Jason Eccles.
It has the No, it has the taller brother on it. I don't know what his name is.
Oh, the one
that
played Sam?
Yeah, yeah, the taller one that played Sam, yeah. He plays Walker in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he plays Mr. Texas Ranger.
I
don't get it either. I've heard some people say it was good. I've
awesome.
Never personally watched it. I can't bring myself to ruin my childhood. Because, I mean, Chuck Norris' mustache is the only reason anybody ever watched that show. See, Walker Texas Ranger is only watched because Chuck Norris' mustache. Baywatch is only watched because Pamela Anderson ran in slow motion.
Right. That's absolutely correct.
But
nobody gives a fuck about anything else other than the Chuck Norris is the fact that Chuck Norris is probably part God.
Yeah, he's like the baddest man on the planet, man. Like, I would never want to fight him. He'd, like, choke you out with, like, a thumb. Yeah, I heard his mustache kicked all their asses and shit.
Yeah, no, they were just so intimidated by the fucking, by the presence of Chuck Norris that they fucking killed themselves.
They fucking killed themselves.
Yep.
How the dinosaurs die. They saw Chuck Norris ran off and cut their own
legs. They were so afraid that they just had a heart attack and all suddenly stopped dead. It's a fact. Your history books are saying otherwise, they're lying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. And nowadays, the kids, they're not going to know the real facts like that.
Yeah. They'll never know about things like the Tartarian Empire and Chuck Norris. Oh, yeah. No,
bro. We should
be
teachers.
I should not be responsible for the fucking
Oh, come on. You know,
yeah, I could totally teach, but, like, I'm just saying that I feel like the ability and, like, should I are two different things.
Because you know me and you, bro, we'd be like,
first
time the kids
like
asking us questions, I'd be like,
full on paranoid schizophrenic with them. I would be having them learning about the history of Tannerite.
You'd be like the nice teacher that teaches them all crazy shit. I had a sub do that one time, bro. I had a substitute literally teach us how to make bombs.
There we go. I lost you. You there?
Oh, so I say, I think I lost Danny.
Yeah. No,
no,
I
had a substitute teacher one time, bro. Literally
explosive.
Teach us how to throw bombs. Yeah, well, a teacher showed us how to literally make bombs. He drew it on the board and told us what wires to connect to what, and we're just like, sweet. And some of the kids in that class should have not known how to make bombs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you motherfuckers started writing this shit down, and you started getting a little nervous. You're like, "Oh fuck."
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I want to sit next to you, brother. Cause look,
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'll name
really
one name.
Like
I'll name one of their names, and you'll know probably know. Robert Frazier should not know how to make bombs. And if you're listening, brother, I'll say that nowadays to you too.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely don't need a bomb making ability. There's a few people that I would definitely put in that category. Myself at the time was probably one of them, but I already knew how to make bombs. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely am.
And
definitely
our fan of the week just wrote me saying her favorite character on that 70s show is Kitty because of her laugh when she's stoned. So there you guys go. You're getting to know our fan of the week a little bit there, guys. Now, with all that being said, pretty much our show for this week, guys. Tune in Wednesday. We'll be doing another one. We might be doing an Ask Me Advice Monday. I'm still down for Wednesdays, bro. Every now and then, we might have to do Fridays if something bad happens or something like that. It's subject to change every now and then, guys. But right now, let's just go with Wednesdays or AKA Weed Days. And we'll stick with that for now. And then, maybe we'll do a King's Court Friday or something like that. I don't know yet. But that's pretty much our shows for this week, guys. Everybody be on the lookout for them and whatnot. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Remember, if you want a shout-out, leave me a high-five when I put the post up. You'll definitely get one. Tell your friends to listen because we're that damn good and that damn funny and that damn sexy and that damn cool and all those other things you normally just say. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that shit at our real names. If you don't know what they are by now, then you definitely don't listen to our shows that much. Besides that, guys,
at least a dozen times.
Bro, I'm pretty sure last week when you weren't on, I said your name like 5 times. I'm pretty sure me and Johnny were like, and we said your name, and I was like, did I say his name again? Fucking A. But that's pretty much it, guys. So thanks, everybody, for listening. You got anything you want to add in then?
No, man. You guys have a great night, man, and I appreciate you guys listening. And we love you guys, man.
What he said, bro. With that being said, let's all go get high, guys. And remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasted.